Good morning, traders. Welcome to today's market review. This is Fred Razek at CM Trading. Today is October 4th, 2022, and today is Tuesday morning. So looking at the highlights of the day, the U.S. market's on the rebound. But first, no major economic events scheduled for today. So as we look almost across the board in the various markets, we're seeing a tremendous rebound, starting out with the Forex symbols, the Euro, the GBP, and the Canadian dollar, all continue to rebound and strengthen versus the US dollar. And looking at the indices, the Dow Jones and the NASDAQ on the mend as well, a big surge yesterday. Looking at commodities, gold surges above resistance, oil gains as well. Now, when we looked at the stocks, it's a various rebounds and they all are some more than others. And lastly, looking at cryptocurrency, even Bitcoin, slight gains. So let's take a look at the markets and see what we can expect from today's trading. So here we go. Let's go with the biggest fish and we're the Euro USD and a nice little pivot up. Now we're getting into resistance-ish area, which is right there, and the 200-day moving average on a 4-hour chart. If we look at a longer hour chart, let's look at a daily. We do have a little bit more room there as we do have that 30-day moving average to rebound too. So keep that in mind. We're closing in on it. Now looking at the GBP USD, also a nice move upwards to 113.50-ish level. Remember, we hit a low of 104, 105. So that's a major, major comeback for the GBP. Now, looking at the Canadian dollar, you can see that a lot clearly there. Look at that massive rebound. I mean, it's a correctional move. It's a fade move on the Canadian dollar side. And if we look at a monthly chart, you can see a little bit better. But it has hit major levels here, which we haven't been in quite a while. So, you know, the fact that it's rebounding at this area is normal. I mean, normal is a relative word, but I'm saying in this grander scheme of things, where the Canadian dollar traded versus the US dollar, it is trading at a temperature level, meaning it's correcting itself at an historic resistance-ish area. Now looking at commodities, first looking at gold, nice surge right above that support and resistance area, okay, at 1678, and we're trading right now at 1700. That's also a resistance-ish area. If you remember, we hit that level several times, okay, so keep that in mind. If we don't continue surging, we may see ourselves correcting ourselves at this level. Now looking at crude oil, also had a slight gain to $84 a barrel as well. Now, when we looked at the U.S. market, starting out with the Dow Jones, look at that nice move. Okay, we had a tremendous move yesterday from 28,700 to 29,800. That's a 1,000-point move. Now, we are at, again, resistance. Okay, so keep that in mind as this is making itself known that it's correcting itself. Now looking at the NASDAQ as well, soft little landing here at a 10,900-ish level, also a nice little pivot up to 11,428 as well. So it has gotten stronger as well, so keep that in mind. Now in the terms of the individual stocks, they all corrected in different ways. Okay, when we looked at Apple, a nice pivot upwards. Alcoa had a nice pivot upwards as well. If we looked at Facebook, nothing. Okay, this is where it's becoming disconcerting, where Facebook may see further selling. Okay, and especially in a day that has it, you know, that you expect it to bounce, it doesn't. Now, the other one that didn't bounce also is Tesla. Tesla didn't bounce here, and it's trading on its lows here, as you can see. So this is also very, very disconcerting as well. Not enough of a, you know, look at that gap down and then sell off and then you're on your lows. So this is a little bit disconcerting. When we looked at Microsoft, also got a little bit of a pivot up. For now, we have a soft landing, at least for now. Now, Intel also did get that big move for the first time. Okay, that's a big candle for it. But again, I mean, it's down 50% for the year almost. So keep that in check. I mean, we only went up about a dollar. So this is more of a short squeeze than anything else. But we may get a short-term rally in this bear market if we correct ourselves. Now, lastly, looking at cryptocurrencies and at Bitcoin specifically. Did I say Bitcoin currencies? I mean, cryptocurrencies, a Bitcoin. Let's look at it at 19,795. It's at the top of its range. So keep that in mind. It's been very choppy. So if you have this long, you might want to take off some positions from here as well, as it does look like it's still in a range, at least for now. This is Fred Razek. I want to wish you guys a great trading day. Thank you.